Economic advisor to the government of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, has been giving his assessment of the state of the economy in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. He was speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday.
Imagine one was, you know, quite healthy, prepared, have a healthy kind of body, we call it economy. All his blood pressure was good and he was fit, running every morning and well. His cholesterol was in good shape. He's no diabetes, you know, what we call a healthy, good, clean slate. And then imagine another guy who let his body run to ruin. He wasn't prepared to handle the shock. You know, his blood pressure was in the roof, cholesterol going through the charts, diabetes all over. And you would imagine that the impact of that same shock to those persons would be quite different. In the first individual is more healthy, have a healthier disposition, would be more able to ready the shot, and you probably won't notice it so much. You're probably moving around a bit more than the other. Mm-hmm. And that is perhaps the best way to put it, because prior to COVID, and this is factual, the data they will tell you, we have spent the last 2 years repairing the Barbados economy and improving the, what we call economic fundamentals, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We will have brought the debt for 176% of GDP, being the third indebtedest country in the world, to a position where that's no longer the case. At the beginning of COVID, we were 116. Now that is important to me, because people like Samuel start talking statistics, they're talking lives, yeah? Mm-hmm. When your debt is 176, nobody then you no money. And if you got a bar, you got a bar like a loan shark at extravagant rates. You understand? Mm-hmm. In fact, before we restructure, you can be paying like 30% on the debt, for example. Now we're paying 2.5 on certain debt. And it means that we used to pay 67 cents on the dollar. Over every tax dollar the government collects, we used to pay 60 somebody cents in taxes, leaving 30 somebody cents to do all the work, which with all the best intentions, you realize much cannot be done. But your debt is too much. Now you're spending 22 cents on the dollar, all your tax dollar on debt. The rest remains to do things. So that was one. Then you hit the fiscal in terms of, you realize that, for example, before the program started, the BERT program, we were our arrears, the private sector, individuals, tax arrears, income tax, VAT, PIT, all the corporation tax, and even suppliers credits, people providing supplies to government, the arrears was $1.9 billion. Now, an indication that you are doing really right and fixing your finances is when you start running arrears and paying down your arrears. And we paid, and the arrears were paid down to the tune of just above $200 million. So that is 1.71 between a combination of write-offs, offsetting, et cetera. We paid on $1.7 billion in reserve in arrears, which put money in the economy that people can now do things that they couldn't do before. If it was a fella that had a construction firm and the government owe you $5 million and you now get that, what are you going to do? You got cash flow, you can go and invest, you could start another project, you could do things, you understand? Mm-hmm. So you fix the debt, you fix the arrears, you fix the fiscal now instead of running deficits, which cause you debt.
What did Greenidge added?
Prior to the program, the debt was 178%, 76% is now 111. It's going to rise because we have, the government has to spend money on COVID-related expenditures to help us weather this. And it will continue to spend money after in order to help us get through and recover. Prior to the fact, number two, the reserves of $420 million is now $2.1 billion, 30 weeks of import cover, which means if you don't earn reserves in the next 6 or 8 months or what, because of tourism, you still have a pool you can pull from to survive. Fact number one, number two. Fact number three, Corey, the arrears is $1.9 billion, not just a shy of $200 million. So that's the third fact. Fact number four, deficits average 7% prior to the 2 years. Over 2 years, deficit average 3%. And now, because of COVID, of course, you got to relax a bit more. But these are the facts are there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not precising any plan one versus the next, mm-hmm. but I know what happened is that prior to the design this program, the BERT program wasn't conceived by anybody outside Barbados. It was conceived by the best minds, bring the best minds of Barbados together in an overall economic team where we put together something that we know could have worked, right? So I don't know, I'm not going to criticize any other plan prior to that, but I can tell you this medicine worked.
Economic advisor to the government of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.